Confucius and his students. China's first teacher. Many say that Confucius was China's first teacher. In a way, he and his students made China's first private school. Confucius's school was open to all people. He once said, "I would teach any person, even if they were poor and could only pay with some dried meat." Confucius wanted his students to think deeply and ask questions. He always guided them to find answers for themselves. Around 3,000 students may have studied at Confucius's school. But it's said that only 72 students truly mastered his thoughts. Quiet Yen Hui. Yen Hui was one of the most famous students of Confucius. He had very little money, but was always happy. As a quiet student, he always agreed with all the things his teacher said, and never spoke back. In the eyes of many people, Yen Hui looked like a fool. But Confucius saw that Yen Hui could take in the lessons he learnt and use them in real life. Confucius knew that Yen Hui truly understood his teachings, and that the young man was not a fool. He thought highly of Yen Hui's love of learning and his simple attitude towards life. Zigong's pride. Unlike Yen Hui, Zigong had lots of money and he liked talking. He had lots of interesting ideas and loved to discuss with his teacher and other students. Confucius thought Zigong was very clever, but worried that he might be too proud. He wanted to test him. "Do you think you are better than Yen Hui?" asked Confucius. "No," Zigong answered. "When Yen Hui hears one thing, he can understand 10 similar things. When I hear one thing, however, I only understand 2. Confucius was happy. "You are right," he said. "I think Yen Hui is better than me too." Confucius didn't only teach Zigong about modesty. He showed that he himself was modest too. Different students, different needs. Zelu and Ranqiu were also students of Confucius. The two of them were both very good at politics, but their characters were very different. Zelu was strong and active, but Ranqiu was slow and careful. One day, Zelu asked Confucius, "When we learn a new lesson, should we act fast?" Confucius answered, "Take your time and ask others first." Later, Ranqiu asked Confucius the same question. But this time, Confucius answered, "Act fast." Another student of Confucius, Gong Xihua, heard these dialogues. He did not know why Confucius answered this way. The two asked the same question, but they got different answers. Gong Xihua asked his teacher why. Confucius answered, Ranjiao always holds back, so I tried to push him forward. But Zalu always runs ahead, so I tried to pull him back. Confucius knew that his students were all different, so he needed to teach them in different ways. High ambitions. One day, Confucius asked his students about their ambitions. Zalu said, I wish to govern a big state, even with many enemies and little food. I would make it great in 3 years. Confucius smiled, but didn't say anything. Ranjiao said, I wish to govern a small area of about 60 or 70 li square. In 3 years, I would help people there have all they need. Gong Xihua was next. I'm not ready to be a leader. I'd be happy as a small officer of ceremonies. Confucius's student, Zong Dian, was also there. Confucius asked him the same question. Zong Dian answered, My dream is different. I only want to stay with friends, have fun, sing, and be happy. Confucius smiled. I feel the same as you. After the others left, Zong Dian asked his teacher, What do you think of their answers? Confucius said, They were all only saying what they wanted. You didn't like Zalu's answer, said Zong Dian. Why? A good leader should be humble, but Zalu was not humble. How about Ranjiao? He wants to be the leader of an area of only about 60 or 70 li square, not a state. Is an area of about 60 or 70 li square not a state? What about Gong Xihua? He only wanted to be a small officer of ceremonies. Are ceremonies not important? And if Gong Xihua is only a small officer, then who could be a big one? Confucius's lessons are sometimes hard to understand. He didn't usually give direct answers to questions. Instead, he tried to guide his students to think for themselves. He also encouraged them to show their own true thoughts. Ancient ideas live on. Confucius never thought that he was perfect. He was just a man who wanted to learn and find the truth. As a teacher, he taught with both his words and actions. He knew that people were not all the same. People need to be taught in different ways, because they are individuals with different needs. But Confucius's students were all the same in some ways. They loved learning, asking questions, and thinking deeply. They also used what they learned from Confucius in their real lives. Confucius taught about 2,500 years ago. But even today, his ideas about learning are seen in classrooms all over the world. Word Bank. Act. Action. Agree. Better. Ceremony. Deeply. Different. Dried. Fool. Govern. Humble. Important. Individual. Master. Modest. Modesty. Need. Officer. Politics. Poor. Proud. Pull. Push. Same. Smile. State. Teaching. Themselves. Understand.